Solve presents Penance, Part 2.
Come on.
Hello?
Terrence, you won't believe this.
Just mustard. Whoa, way too much. Sorry, what's up?
You were right. There is a story here. It's more than just one dead boy.
Did Rebecca Raver just tell me
it's right? It's 13. They dropped dead overnight. No foul play, no disease, no nothing. People are calling it a curse. 20 years in the works.
13? This is journalistic gold, Raver. What are you wasting precious cell battery on me for?
I need their death certificates to make out a common cause.
I can dig those up. Where's your shovel going to be in the meantime?
You don't trust my process?
Not until you prove it fruitful. Didn't you say your dad was the town bellwether or something?
The bishop. Not much trust there at present.
Then you better get back to where there was some. My sure, I gotta go.
Wait, Terrence! Amity, I didn't see you.
You don't have to hide that thing from me. I know you didn't return to repent.
How much did you hear?
Oh, I wasn't trying to snoop. Really, I'm so glad you've shown it all. The sun's about to go. Why don't you gather your stuff and come stay with us?
I'm settled at Mary's.
It would mean a lot to your father.
Would it?
He'd never say as much, but I know it would. Only one way to find out.
Even the horses tense around me.
Well, it's their knowing. They read my coldness for what it really is.
And what's that?
Fear, best I can guess. You show up with no warning, no reasoning, like no time's passed.
This boy, Father.
Thomas?
Yes. What do you really think?
I think it's all in God's plan.
He has the same plan for all 13 dead boys.
Who told you?
Emma's got a flair for full disclosure. You have a son now. Don't you want to stop this?
These boys all died within days of returning from the Rumspringa. If there's a common denominator, it's the outside world. You want to stick your nose someplace, look from whence you came.
Okay. I will. But in the meantime...
Yes?
Amity said I could stay with you.
You want your home back?
I want your trust back.
I don't think I could lose you twice. If you want to come home, you know what to do. Get yourself to the preacher.
Preacher King. Do you think he could be responsible for any of these deaths?
Are you suggesting he threw a hex on the town?
Something a little more literal. The way he acts with those boys,
He mourns each boy as his own.
Why?
His son was one to pass. I suppose I will see you at the house.
Sister!
So, you're a night owl like me?
It's the excitement of having you here.
I'm excited too.
I've never had a sister before. We can stay up late and whisper secrets to each other in the dark.
Girls, bedtime. Up bright and early tomorrow.
The Lord has blessed us. It's cause for celebration.
My roof, my candles, out.
Sister?
Yeah?
I'm so happy you're home.
Happy to be home. Hey, Terrence. After a mild holiness hangover, I'm headed to the preacher's now to atone. Something off with this guy. Apparently, his son was one of the cursed boys. I'll update you in a bit.
I whipped up some of my special hash, if you'd like.
Thank you, but I'm not hungry.
Please, that dress is sized for an adolescent. Eat up.
I'm amazed you have an appetite after the service yesterday.
I've had a lot of practice. To be frank, we're lucky it wasn't two coffins, given Silas's temperament.
You think he's a bad apple?
Not by your standards, no. But you shepherded in a few spoiled barrels in your wake. We've been picking up the pieces since.
I shaped a whole generation of morals from the edge of this cursed town.
Cursed? It's the devil's speech, but maybe there's truth to it. Piety can't protect, I never seem to learn, even from up close.
Up close? You were with Thomas when it happened?
The night before, helping prepare for their baptisms.
So Silas was there too?
Same birthday, same baptism. They walked home together. We never saw the other half alive again.
And the other dozen. You had a front row seat for their final moments, too.
I'd forgotten your charming predilection for trouble stirring. Your atonement still proves elusive.
That's why I came. Father sent me here for you to finalize it.
And why would I do that?
You're the preacher. It's what you do.
Only if I ordered the excommunication.
Which you did.
I put forth the action, but of course I was the one to catch you in action.
Don't need a history lesson on that day.
Apparently you do. Your father made the ultimate call to shun you that day.
That's not... He couldn't.
You better pray Emma has a stronger moral fiber in light of your shared cuts of cloth.
I bet he does.
Where are you running off to?
To find the boy who broke this curse. I'd like to know how he did it. Hey, Terrence. The preacher could be promising. Weird phrase for a potential pedophile, but he's definitely pathological. Okay, I'm out of peas, and I've got a...
You're hurting him!
I swear to your Christ, Silas, I'll break both of your legs. Let's see you try to raise a barn then.
Hey! Pontiac, prick, hands off his suspenders. That's not what they're intended for.
What are you going to do, Dutchie? Call the cops on me? How would you manage that?
Oh, don't you know? Us Dutchies have telepathic powers.
The boy gives me what he owes. I'm gone.
You okay, baby?
Baby?
I don't want you roped into this. It's nothing.
Hey, it's not nothing.
You gotta stop tracking me down here, dude. I got appearances to keep up.
You got 24 hours. Don't make your kind unreliable to me.
Class act. What's that guy's problem? Wait! Emma? Silas? Stop running or I'll tell Father! What am I becoming? What did that guy want with you?
That's just Kenny. He's harmless. I met him when I was on Rumspringa. Whatever, it doesn't matter.
Does it have anything to do with your brother?
No. Thomas and I were different. He was the good one, I'm the good enough one. His Rumspringa was spent church hopping and mine was spent, well.
We've been pen pals the whole year he was away. It started off friendly, but...
but...
Can you blame me? Look at her.
You've been a catalyst for it all, sister. Teenagers allowing ourselves to act like teenagers?
I haven't even been around, though.
People talk. All there is to do around here.
Almost all.
Did you see anything off that night with your brother? Anything unusual?
Rebecca, be gentle.
Not my strong suit, sis.
He died in his sleep. Like every other boy has. That's all there is to say.
All there is to say or all you're willing to?
Is there a difference?
You tell me.
I think I've told you enough.
Oh, shit.
Don't worry. I've got a cell phone, too.
Yeah? Who do you have to call?
We've best get going, anyway. Silas is coming to dinner.
I am?
Father told me.
Huh. You and Preacher King. Crowded atonement dinner.
It will be a, shit time, I do not doubt. But we'll all be together.
But... Excuse me while I... Terrence? God, it's so loud over there. I can't hear...
I got the death certificates.
Hello?
The death certificates!
Oh, glorious. Causes?
Influenza.
For all 13?
Yep. And what's weirder, the dates are all over the map. What healthy kid croaks of the flu outside of the flu season?
Not any, I know. But flu symptoms are what? Like nausea, fever, chills?
Why, is a new kid getting sick?
No. I'm saying flu symptoms also sound a lot like poisoning, right?
Objection. Conjecture.
Well, if it is poison, where's the well? And why only these boys?
Any intel from Father Dearest?
He's pointing the finger back at us. Each of these boys died days after returning from the Rumspringa. In his mind, the outside world is the common denominator.
That's a big-ass pool to pluck from. You got anything more specific?
Actually, yes. There's this Lancaster asshole. Name's Kenny. Drives a red Pontiac Sunbird. He's got an axe to grind with Silas, the surviving brother.
What about Creepy Preacher?
Name is Jonathan King. Look at the names on your death certificates.
You've got Abraham King.
That's his son.
Hang on a minute. Abraham is the earliest date.
He was the first of the 13?
Yes, ma'am. So if the preacher's son did happen to die of the flu...
The cruelty of that kind of god might send a holy man into a vengeful rage.
Exactly.
He's coming over for dinner. I'll sniff out his vengeful potential.
Excellent. I'll see if LPD knows any Kennys. Blessed day, Miss Raber.
What are you doing?
Praying.
Well, we'll need it for tonight.
Well, we've got Levi and Silas to butter the man up in case my company doesn't do the job.
If flattery can infect the integrity of a single man on our grounds, it is Preacher King.
Is that flower talk for kiss ass?
Rebecca, best behavior, so help me.
I promise. Really, I do. How long's it been since we've hugged?
A long time.
Father, the preacher told me something odd today.
About the boys?
About you. He said you were the one to make the final call on me. That you could have chosen different, reverted the decision whenever you wanted.
Oh.
Since he's lying about that, what else could he be lying about?
I thought of you every minute and missed you even more.
There's a life here you wouldn't have if I'd stayed.
But you're here to stay now. Isn't God good?
This is delicious, Amity. Now I see why Matthew can't find his suspenders over his belly. Not a problem for you, Levi, though, huh? Strong. Virile. To be that age.
Silas is here, too. Barely more legal than you, dude.
Rebecca, have you told your family why you've invited me here tonight?
Why, to atone, of course. Which I do. Hallelujah.
You seem awful jolly about it. But it's a serious thing, the admission of sin. A choice you chose against 20 years ago. But stubborn teenagers, huh? They take a lifetime to break in, right, Bishop?
It was put all on her, and that wasn't right. We were flawed, too, in our handling of it, maybe more so.
Who's atoning for what now? Because if I recall, Rebecca was the one who had premarital intercourse in broad daylight, in my field.
Whoa.
Don't get any ideas.
Then refused to repent and instead ran away with our prize, Joshua. I don't think that warrants any apology on our end.
Joshua should have been held to the higher ethical standard as the man, not my daughter.
Father.
He was the one back from Rumspringa. He was the one corrupted from the outside. This insistence that it was all my Rebecca's idea and therefore her blame to absorb, that was the wrong assumption and a shameful one. You don't just cut off evil, you find the root of it and you cast that away instead of casting a young girl right back into the depths of it.
She could have repented then.
She's repenting now.
I'm sorry, Matthew. But you're acting like the last straw with her was the very first. Rebecca's been troubled since...
Since the day I was born.
Dessert! Dessert, anyone?
Amity, I'd love the recipe for this.
Of course. Let me fish it from the cupboard.
Does anyone here...
Nope.
What's that, son?
I swear I...
Here we are! My secret's the potatoes. You won't find any as good outside town.
This is your recipe? You wrote it.
My original, yes.
I'll be, excuse me.
Well, I gather we've overstayed our welcome, Silas. Let me walk you home.
No, you live so close. I'm so out of your way.
Don't be absurd. The sun's low. I don't want that ruffian in the red car stalking you down again.
Where did I put you?
Good night, Rebecca. Always eventful.
Yep, night. Fuck me. The handwriting's a perfect match.
I wash you dry?
Works for me.
Amity, can we chat?
What is it, dear?
You wrote this letter to my paper?
No, I mean, I can explain.
Exact handwriting match to your recipe, so explain that.
Explain what? What's in your hand?
I didn't mean any trouble. I was trying to prevent more of it.
You sent this to Rebecca?
Well, I found one of her stories in your dresser.
One of my articles.
Matthew had it cut out. I don't know where he got it or how any of this works, but I do know that if someone doesn't look into this curse from...
Outside?
It will keep on. I refuse to lose my boy to heaven like the rest of them.
The outside is the cause, not the solution. Can't you see that?
I sent it to Rebecca. I sent it to one of us.
She is not one of us.
You don't really think that, Father?
Did you only come back here because of this letter? Answer me.
Originally, yes, but...
I don't want to hear it.
I didn't know I would come back and feel...
Feel what, sweetheart?
Beggars! Come quick!
What's going on?
It's Silas. He collapsed just now on the lawn.
Silas? Silas!
What's wrong with him?
Not another son.
We need to call an ambulance. Silas, do you have your phone?
No.
Shit.
Where is she going?
Tell me I don't see what I'm seeing in your hand.
I'm calling 911.
You use that phone, you give up your right to exist here with us.
911 emergency.
Hi, I need an ambulance.
Are you next of kin?
Sure. Yeah, I'm the mother.
Take care of him.
Is he stable?
Rebecca.
Yes. Yes, I'm here.
I turned it down. Why would I still be punished?
What do you mean? Turned what down? Silas?
We're losing him.
Silas!
Rebecca Raber was played by Elise Levesque, Terrence by Blaine Gray, Matthew Raber by Jim Hanna, Amity Raber by Kari Kawa, Silas Schrock by Dimitri Todd, Preacher King by Bradley Fisher, Kenny by Devin Matthew McGee, Emma Raber by Brady Ryder, Levi Raber by Chad Roberts, Mary by Arun Storrs. This episode of Solve was written by Shannon Riley, directed by Corey Surge, executive produced by Corey Surge, executive produced by Walt Palmer and Sterling Barnett, casting by Daisy Laura, Audio production and post-production by Salt Audio. Production manager Liz LeMay. Recording engineers Hope Brush and John Schmidt. Original music and score by Nathan Turchon. Edited and mixed by Zach Jurich. Assistant editor Hope Brush. Sound design by Eric Rachelson. Script supervisor Marilyn Miller.